Flying Without Wings.
You Race Me Up.
And Uptown Girl. Some teenagers don't think Westlife are that great. It's been over 10 years since Westlife first started, which means most teenagers are far too young to remember them. But whatever people do think about Westlife, they're still going strong after all these years. They're still together, and they're still making music. But how did it all begin? Here's Mark from Westlife.
Well, myself, Shane and Keane, we went to school since we were 11 or 12 together. So we've known each other since we were kids, and we kind of started getting into music. It kind of just went from there, and there was never kind of a period where we weren't progressing. And once we finished school, we sort of met Louis around the same time, and it just went from there. And a year and a half later, we had a record deal, and now we're 10 years into it, you know, and it just kept going on and on and on.
Westlife, Boyzone, Blue, Take That. Take That comeback.
In fact, Westlife, who have been taking a break for the last year, are due to release a new album in the next few months. But who do teenagers think are great? Beyonce, JOS, Chris Brown. They like them because they're new, modern, and fresh. Back to Westlife. What does the future hold in store for them?
As a band, I think, yeah, we're already looking forward to the future, you know, but it's all about the songs for us now. We want to find the best songs in the world next year. We're very much looking forward to coming back, and we can't wait to make another album, you know.